AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama says the U.S. is taking very seriously the possibility that a bomb brought down a Russian jetliner in Sinai last Saturday.
The president says U.S. experts haven't reached a definitive judgment, but he says they are looking closely at possible evidence of an explosive device.
I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously.
Still, in an interview with Seattle radio station KIRO, he didn't discuss the evidence or the claim by Islamic State militants to have downed the Metrojet plane. Nor did he go as far as British Prime Minister David Cameron, who called a bomb more likely than not the cause of Sunday's crash. Mark Smith at the White House.
Stormy weather is moving across Oklahoma and Texas tonight. Steve Goss, a meteorologist at the Storm Prediction Center, says a cold front is spawning possible tornadoes.
We did get one report of a roof that was blown off of a structure a little bit earlier. I believe that was in eastern Oklahoma, but not too much in the way of damage yet reported at this point. I think there was one other report in North Texas of some minor damage as well in the Fort Worth area.
The case of Lieutenant Joseph Glinowitz, the Illinois cop who killed himself, is becoming more bizarre by the day.
Now, Detective Chris Cavelli says Glinowitz was fearful town officials would expose him as a thief.
He was attempting to contact a high-ranking motorcycle gang member through a third party, and the underlying tone and through interviews of this third party potentially to set up a hit of the village manager.
The manager was auditing Fox Lake's finances. Authorities are also investigating Glinowitz's wife and one of his sons. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is standing by his belief that the pyramids in Egypt were built by the biblical patriarch Joseph to store grain, and not the pharaohs for burial tombs.
In a video from 17 years ago that was posted online by BuzzFeed News, Carson referred to the Genesis account of Joseph predicting famine and said he believed it was more likely that the pyramids were used to store grain than the archaeologists' view that they were built as tombs. Asked if he still believes that, Carson said, "Some people believe in the Bible like I do and don't find that to be silly at all." He accused secular progressives of trying to ridicule it every time it comes up. Carson is a Seventh-day Adventist, but a church spokesman says Carson's views about the pyramids are his own interpretation. I'm Steve Coleman.
Ben Carson and Donald Trump are now getting Secret Service protection. Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee have been bumped from next week's main stage at the GOP presidential debate. I'm Ross Simpson.